There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium.
If science is your passion, then Columbia University's Summer Research Program for Science Teachers is for you. For more than a decade, Columbia's program has provided middle and high school science teachers and science staff developers with sustained, hands-on experience in scientific research so they can better understand the practice of science. Program participants take this knowledge back to their students and fellow teachers, and it works. Our ongoing data collection shows that students of participating teachers demonstrate a higher interest in science and perform better on Regents science exams than students of teachers who have not participated in Columbia's program. Program participants work as full-time members of research teams led by Columbia University faculty for 8 weeks each summer in each of two consecutive summers. Participants receive a stipend of $6,000, a modem for their school computer, access to America Online, the opportunity to travel to professional conferences, participation in various pedagogical workshops, and are eligible for a $1,000 enhancement fund following each summer's research.
The structure of the program is that on Mondays, the teachers get together as a group and they lead a series of seminars. During the seminars, we do a lot of pedagogical activities, workshops, discussion groups, and every week I bring in a research scientist to give a talk about the current research that they're doing. Tuesday through Friday, they're doing research in the laboratories. Every teacher is assigned to their own laboratory, and we place the teachers in laboratories based on the area of science that they're teaching and their area of interest.
This program offers a variety of opportunities in fields as diverse as astronomy, biological sciences, chemistry, earth sciences, environmental sciences, genetics, material science and engineering, medicine, microbiology, physics, physiology, toxicology, and other specialties.
My particular project was an attempt to see if mutating a portion of the herpes genome would prevent it from being able to produce one of the proteins necessary for its growth when it infects a host cell.
So now I'm in a lab where people are doing cutting edge research. There's a whole slew of devices I've either read about or never heard of. So most of what I did in the lab was familiarize myself with the technology that's used by a research microbiologist, biochemist in this day and age.
I've been able to bring authentic science research to the classroom. My mentor is more of a facilitator, especially this year. Last year, we did a lot of hands-on together. We did a lot of work together because he was really trying to get me accustomed to the environment and get me ready for the environment. But this year, now that he knows I'm ready, I would say, well, this is what I'm doing, and he will facilitate me. Anything that I need, I can always contact Jay. I can say, well, Jay, I want to bring my students here. I brought a couple students to visit with my mentor, and they visit the lab, and they were very accommodating, and the students were able to see what an actual science lab looks like.
We have consistently had field trips from the various high school program of high school classes in the laboratory, and we set up sort of a small sort of demonstration of a research environment for them. Here they learn about optical imaging. We take them to a sea urchin laboratory where they look at sea urchins, they look at electron microscopy, they get some experience with microbiology. So it benefits the students not just from the point of view of generating more enthusiasm from the point of the teacher and more interest in the science curriculum, but in actually bringing the students themselves into the laboratory to see that scientists are sort of ordinary individuals and that science is the sort of thing that they could do.
Looking at scientists on a personal level is very different than the sort of sterile impression many people have of them from articles perhaps or movies or persona being painted in novels that you may have read. They're just nice people like teachers or doctors.
Being a part of this program has made science a lot more fun for me as well, and I was able to take some of my enthusiasm and share it with my students.
believe that this kind of hands-on constructivist education the teachers obtain here allows them to be better laboratory instructors, to help students to understand the process of science, and to help students understand that this is a creative and ongoing endeavor.
I also wanted to purchase some video equipment in the school. One of my former graduate professors approached me about having my science students conference with students in Africa. So with my enhancement funds, I was able to purchase a computer, and we installed medical terminology and nutrition and other software on the computer.
I bought materials for the students, basic materials. I bought a computer for the students to do their research on, for students who are unable to do computer research at home or do not have time to go to a library.
And this is our DNA Research Center, and it's all funded with Columbia Enhancement Funds, our gel electrophoresis center, our power packs, the wonderful Carolina kits that allow us to do many different types of DNA research.
How can I possibly get accepted into a prestigious university like that as a visiting scholar to receive a fellowship? The admission criteria for the summer research program is completely different than being an undergraduate or graduate student. We're concerned more about helping secondary school science, and who can do that better than science teachers?
I don't know what I was doing in the lab, but these people, you know, these PhD students, share their ideas and help me with what I'm doing.
Participation in the summer research program will give you the opportunity to open new doors that were previously unavailable to your school, to your students. Resources available will be library cards, visits to research labs.
The lunches are unbelievable, and it's been very hard to go back to the school lunch after two summers at Columbia. The opportunity to share with colleagues, the opportunity to share with people who are in the medical profession, who obviously have achieved great things, like Dr. Silverstein, Dr. Sam, who coordinates the program with Jay, and Dr. Saul Silverstein, who I work with, are both men of who've achieved great things in their fields. But to be able to sit down and discuss with them the problems that the average science teacher has in instilling a desire to pursue science as a career in their students was a novel experience for me.
One of the really beautiful comments that a teacher, Alexandria Boda, who teaches at William Maxwell, said to me at the end of the program last summer was that before she came to this program, she used to teach about science and about chemistry. Now she teaches chemistry. I think that sums up in a nutshell exactly what we're aiming to achieve with teachers here during the summer months.
Science to me was always exciting, but science to me is now promising.
I'd also like to really thank Dr. Sam Silverstein and Jay Dubner. When a scientist of Dr. Sam Silverstein's accomplishments talks to you and treats you like a dignified human being and is interested in what you have to say, as well as interested in having you listen to him, when you're treated with the courtesy that Jay always treats you, the thoughtfulness of all the people participating in the program, It's an unnerving experience.
I would just like to thank Columbia University and Jay Dubner and Sam and everyone else for providing me with an opportunity for an awesome scientific experience, very authentic.
There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.